Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or hear more highlights from our recent shows, just go to my show page at myfaithradio.com. Let's unpack a few of the theological concepts and maybe have you share how you break them down for kids. For example, how do you explain sin and the fall to a five-year-old?
Well, sin. I have a picture in the book of a glass, a bird sitting on the edge of the glass, and it dropping into the glass. So there's bird poop in the glass. You know, it's just a little bit of bird poop. Would you drink that glass if it landed there? And you think, oh, my gosh, you've got that in your book? And I said, well, yeah, we want our kids to remember. Even one little speck, if just one little tiny bit got there, it would be ruined. So sin ruins our life. And so try to help kids understand word pictures that they connect with. Like, there's no chance I would even touch that glass. I want to stay away from the glass. It's gross. I'm turning my head. I don't even tell people what happened to my glass. That's just one example.
I love that, Marty. That is great. Okay, here's a challenging one for you. Substitutionary atonement. How do you help a young child understand that?
Well, every kid is aware of sports, right? What happens when the pitcher fails? They bring in a substitute. That's what happens in baseball. So what you want to help kids understand is the concept. So the new pitcher comes in, and he pitches a perfect inning, strikes out all the batters, and he saves the game. They actually call it a save. Mm. He saves the game for the pitcher before him. So Jesus Christ is the ultimate relief. He is the second Adam. He came in and he saved us from sin. He lived a perfect life. He never sinned at all. And then he took our bad record upon him. So then he gives us his good record. He makes that exchange. I show a picture of a chore chart. Jesus had all his chores done. Even as a child, he did everything. He fulfilled the law. And so we can place our trust in him because we are sinners and we can't trust ourselves to be perfect, which is what God requires to get to heaven.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our show page at myfaithradio.com.